moment you ever know.
This is Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center at St. Vrain Valley Schools.
Estás escuchando Tech Talks con KGNU de parte de estudiantes del Innovation Center en las escuelas St. Vrain Valley.
On Tuesday, March 7th and 8th, we hosted Estes Park Middle School STEM students at the Innovation Center in Longmont, Colorado. One of our student designers, Jillian Marsh, had created a design challenge for these two groups that visited our campus. The students were challenged to pick an event either from their school or community and to create a solution to help improve the success of that event. The student groups were given an explanation on the design thinking process and instructed to come up with a logo design and a radio pitch. Each of the groups were broken into two smaller groups and sent on their way. Let's listen to excerpts from some of the radio pitches.
Okay, guys. So we're talking about the duck race today, and we want to know what some benefits are to the town.
Well, I think one of the benefits is that it's a fundraiser for Estes Park, and it's also a non-profit, so a lot of businesses and the schools get the money.
Yeah.
And it's one big community event, so there's going to be a lot of people.
Yeah, so what are some ways we can make the duck race better and more interesting so we can make more money for the schools?
Hello, my name is Alec Weeks, and I'm here with three runners from the Boulder Boulder Running Club held by the Estes Park School District. The Boulder Boulder Running Club is every Tuesday and Thursday and is going to benefit you while you run for Boulder Boulder. So what are some benefits or things that will get the kids interested into the Boulder Boulder Running Club?
So the Boulder Boulder Running Club, every day before we run, there's a huge snack buffet. You know, there in the buffet, there's like goldfish, pretzels, fruits.
The Scottish-Irish Festival brings a lot of business to Estes Park, but that many people makes the festival too busy. But we can fix that by moving the shopping center to the event center at the fairgrounds.
We don't want the drunk people walking through the parking lot because the event center is far from Stanley Park.
But it's only 100 yards from the Stanley Park.
It's way longer than 100 yards.
Forget the walk. It won't be as crowded as the festival at the festival.
What about the walk?
Golf carts.
Hi, I'm Nathan Santagati, and I'm interviewing Jonah Burdick, a local from Estes Park.
Hi, I'm Jonah Burdick.
Have you ever been to the duck race, Jonah?
No, I have not been to the duck race. What is the duck race?
An event that takes place in Estes Park. It is a race between plastic ducks, and you can purchase a duck for $20. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it sounds boring. Is there anything else?
No, but expert Colby Jacobs has a solution. Let's hear from Colby.
I'm Colby Jacobs. My proposal to solve the problem.
The student groups had to present their final logo and pitch to the entire group. Once the pitches were completed, their logo designs were printed on dog tags and a wooden plaque via our industrial laser printer. The student groups were exposed to technology ranging from pen, paper, recording devices, computers, and our laser engraver. Tech Talks would like to thank the students of Estes Park Middle School for visiting in with us. We wish them the best in their next endeavors, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Tech Talks.
You've been listening to Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center.
Una vez más, estuviste escuchando Tech Talks on KGNU con estudiantes del Innovation Center. Keep it up.